Inside STL is partnering with LouFest this year and offering 1 and 2 day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September. Presented by the independent tire dealers and also made possible by FYE and RFME. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge with TVs, lawn games with prizes, and of course, mingling with your favorite CBS Sports Radio talent. The tickets are on sale now and only a limited number remain. Visit InsideSTL.com to get your tickets before they're gone.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:08 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, only 2 more weeks to say that.
You've got a certain pacing to your delivery this morning.
I kind of want to get it out of the way. I got things on my mind.
Okay. What things, Tim? Anything I can help with?
Well, I hear tell, Doug, and maybe you, because you have a source there, can confirm this. I hear tell that two establishments in Columbia, Missouri, the kids call it Como these days, are closing. Have you heard tell of this? Has Greg Vaughn told you this?
Bengals is closing.
No.
But they built a new place.
Built this city on rock and roll?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Grace Slick, she would sleep with everyone.
One of the worst songs in music history.
That's what they say. That's what they say. It was Anna Marie, who was a waitress at Willie's just last month. Give or take a decade.
Well, you took her away from all that.
I did.
Like that scene in Officer and a Gentleman where Richard Gere goes in and carries his woman out of the factory.
Deborah Winger.
Richard Gere is what you are.
I was going to compare me to Richard Gere and Pretty Woman. That's what I was going to. But then I'd be calling her a prostitute, and I don't know how that'll play.
But you weren't in the Navy.
But either way, I enjoy a good gerbil.
Didn't you walk in there in a bellhop's outfit and carry her away?
No, that was a figure skating thing.
Oh. I knew you weren't in the Navy.
So I know we have some University of Missouri. Thank you. Listeners, some of these young tykes who can confirm this, but I hear tell that Willie's and Fieldhouse, two cornerstones of the University of Missouri social scene, are
closing.
But I'm not sure what the details are. And then I heard, okay, the guys who own Harpo's are buying it. And maybe they'll keep it the same thing. I don't know. So I need information. 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. The appliance discounter, phone lines, 6 St. Louis area. Look, what is all the banging?
That's Iggy typing.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Iggy. You do the hunt and peck?
Yeah, he does.
God almighty. 314-880-0808. The appliance discounter, phone lines. And then you can also text in on the same number. And Doug, I'll try to get to the bottom of this. On the other side, I watched the We Are the World video before I came here this morning, and that put me in a good spirit.
Dan Aykroyd's part?
He was in there, and it truly is out of place. I realize it's kind of as cliche as the Star Wars bar line, but Dan Aykroyd in the We Are the World video, when you look at, I think every prominent musician from that time period is in there, and there's Dan Aykroyd, it does stand out a little
bit. He bought his way in there?
I don't know what was going on. I mean, he was a huge star then.
You watched that on your phone in the car on the way here?
No, there's a new channel, channel 336, 336 to you, and it's like MTV Classic, and so it's music videos from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. That was the heyday.
That's when they played music videos.
Why did they stop?
They overthought
because they don't make money from them.
I thought they made lots of money because they were actually supplied the video. They didn't have to shoot anything.
They make more money on the shows.
Do they really?
Yeah, no, I read about this because I used to wonder the same thing.
Words? You read words and stuff?
Audiobook.
Pictures.
On my way to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it was done in the picture layout.
That's
format.
Right. And I could follow it.
Well, explain this to me.
These are two big topics, and then Losmart had a nice game yesterday.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. And Soaring is taking
place. Joe Theismann, 8 o'clock. Derek Gould, there's your Tease Farms, Captain's Log, Derek Gould at 9 o'clock. Iggy has audio postcards, including the time that he was banned from the Jim Rome show.
I'll be anxious to hear that.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on here.
Sounds like it.
But But back to the topic at hand.
What's that? Fieldhouse Willies.
All right.
We Are the World.
I think of MTV music videos. I think of Tommy Two Tone, 8675309, mm-hmm. playing every other video, maybe mm-hmm. every third. John Cougar at the time was big.
Right, right.
And everyone watched it. If a lot of people are watching it, you can monetize it. So tell me why they've gotten away from that. You said you read an article, and these words are foreign to me.
Though that was the 1980s. More recently, and I would say within the last 10, 15 years, the shows became more profitable because the shows, much like much on network television, became filled by, or always were filled by, non-paid actors. Or if they were paid, it was minuscule amounts of money, relatively speaking. And there was greater interest in that, higher numbers, ratings-wise, and so they could generate more advertising revenue. So the music video, artists still, you know, will do music videos, but it's not like this key part of their success.
Their VJs were big stars there for a while.
The great Mark Goodman. Nina Blackman.
Martha Quinn.
And they're all on Sirius now.
Yeah, boy, I think Nina likes to have herself a dart now and again.
Why, she's a little raspy.
Voice a little grumbly.
Speaking of which, Kim Carnes is in the We Are the World. People forget about Kim Carnes.
Okay.
So when I think of VJ, I think of V, and V means Vaughn.
Right.
Tim, you're undertaking a huge business endeavor right now. What if you add a music channel where Doug Vaughn, 24-hour a day, hosts music videos?
I like this. I like this a lot, sir.
People like Vaughn. They like music. They like music videos. He's got a V. Mm-hmm. VJ Vaughn.
Yeah. This might work.
And maybe we can run Sports Sunday on our new channel.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
It's about time someone does a Vaughn channel.
Does any network just play music videos now? Is that VH1? Do they do that?
No, even then they have shows going on, too.
Huh. Doug, this is your thing.
Seems like the door's wide open.
And your eye candy, so you got
that.
No
question.
And you
that.
Got you
it's
just
huge.
You know what you do? We'll take one day. I'll write the intros and outros. You knock intros and outros out. You just sit there in studio with a strapless gown or whatever you want to wear, something where you show yourself off a little, and then we'll post edit the music videos in, and we'll run it on a loop, and we'll all get rich.
I think the problem is all those videos are out there on YouTube now. You don't have to wait around watching TV hoping your favorite song
comes on. Are you on YouTube introing them?
Right. Guys, downtown Julie Brown had that cake that comes from Manchild 79.
What cake?
She had that cake.
What cake?
Yeah, what does that mean to guys like Doug and I?
She had that ass.
Well, how could you tell if she's sitting down?
Because she wasn't always, baby. She wasn't always.
She had her
didn't
back
she do,
to the
didn't
camera.
She get knickers in Playboy? I feel like that's right up your thing. He immediately went thumbs up.
Yeah.
Has she ever been on an audio postcard?
She has, actually.
Yeah, you really? What did you guys discuss?
I think she had a book or something that came out and we talked.
And you always start off by saying you're a huge fan. That's your
huge
move.
Fan. Or my new favorite show or my all-time favorite. I've done thousands of interviews, but
right.
I'm really looking forward to this one.
That is the move. That's how they start.
And then they say, hi, Iggy!
But they know you. How do they know you?
They don't know me.
Well, they act like they do.
Sure do.
Well, the person that's doing the interview says, you're on with Iggy.
Hi, Iggy.
And you know what? Iggy's a great name for that. If your name were
that's true.
Lance, it wouldn't sound
yeah,
that.
Go,
hey, Lance. You know?
What if your name was Jug, Doug? Jim and Tim.
Sometimes it's tricky.
Yeah, it'll throw people off, especially if you're just living off campus in Norman.
I'm almost ready to hear the Leona Helmsley story again, Iggy.
Well, maybe you'll get it today, Doug, because we have a big Iggy Thursday with this audio postcard in the vault. And then tonight, we're doing 6 hours of this show. Now, why are you weeping, baby?
No, I'm sure it'll be great.
7 to 10 this morning, standard. Yep. But then 6:30 until whenever it takes to get the job done tonight at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois.
And we've been targeting O'Fallon for a while.
We have, because sometimes on a clear day, the signal will get over there. And
it does.
So we're pretty excited about that.
So that would be a hot zip for us.
Hot zip. Exactly right. And plus, now you can get your sexy coffee mug. It's available on InsideSTL.com. And those, along with Lemmings T-shirts, will be available tonight at Hot Shots in O'Fallon. And in addition, as we debut the new, all new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. 2 weeks from today, Doug,
wow.
2 weeks from today, we will announce the lineup of said new radio station tonight and introduce.
Are we in it?
I don't want to say because it might get awkward.
It's up in the air.
So we might be. We could hand it our walking
papers. Absolutely.
It might be awkward.
You know what, Doug?
Wouldn't you think we're vulnerable?
Yes. And I'll say this, Doug, because we did have a group email. I'm going to say it again. We can look at this thing as a remote. You know, I've usually missed these things, but I demanded Fox Sports Midwest fly me back to be at this one because we've been targeting O'Fallon.
Yep.
Sure.
There's also
the hot zip.
The possibility that we're not on the new lineup. So there's a lot of things going on. But, Doug, you and I, what we need to do is not look at this as a remote or a taped show that gives us tomorrow morning off. This is an opportunity for us to be the best that we can be.
I see.
And you know what? Behind the glass, guys, it's an opportunity for you. Iggy, it's an opportunity. Tim, it's an opportunity for you. Mm. It's an opportunity for all of us. Let's go get it.
Wow, that was inspiring.
That was like Herb Brooks.
Right. I feel a little better about that.
Lousy's eating a giant donut, by the way.
Good for him. Yeah, Matt.
Well, hello, Matt. Matt!
Hey, Doug.
Yes.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Doug.
Why do we have to say it three times?
I was waiting for you to say it three times. It's what I always do.
Okay.
I
need that is his trademark.
Times. All right, hello, Matt.
It's a trademark, Doug. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, you know, the cat, you're getting everybody fired up for tonight. I'm calling in to let you know that Ron Howard and Steven Spielberg are going to be making a film about Tim and about how he is the best ever to do it in the AM broadcasting for radio. And I hope you two understand that, right?
Of course we do.
I had not thought about it. We know that he's the best, especially with the lineup kind of in flux.
Right. Well, Doug, get a little pep in your voice. Come on, let him know. Let him know you're standing behind him.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
Come
Did
on,
you
stand
just
behind
tell me.
Me
what to do?
Okay, Doug, whatever. Here's what I got to say, though. All There's right. one problem with you. Tim, you're good, but you're not the best.
Oh, I don't know about that. Wow.
You just said he was the best. Hold on, Matt. You're arguing with yourself a little bit there, a little bit.
I'm going to tell you who is the best, okay?
Okay.
It is everyone, every staff member that lines the halls of that papier-mâché palace.
Oh, my God.
Because when I started my sponsorship, I was supposed to start on this Monday. I got a call from Dan Branning, the best to ever do it.
Danny Branning, Danny Packer.
He said to me, he said, I got an opportunity. Think it'd be a great, great opportunity for you to start advertising. They're going to do a show from Chicago. And he didn't have to say one more word. I was in. And then lo and behold, I'm all of a sudden Deke Dotem's sponsor. Now, I was planning on calling in Friday after the or on Monday to thank you guys for doing it, but I got 42 phone calls that I've been trying to catch up on until today.
You received 42 phone calls as the sponsor of Deke Dotem from our listener. How about that, the cat?
I think 10 of these were the
I actually am surprised. I would have set the over-under in the single-digit range. 42 blows me away.
Well, 10 of these were, I believe, Timmy the Tickler's alternate egos because
the Tickler's becoming a real problem.
Ten of them were Ryan Kelly's number, and then 10 of them were the studio's number. So I figured I wasn't going to call those back. But what's more important is the way that CMAR chops everything up, gets the recorded lines going, Plowsy on the ones and twos, everyone behind the scenes making this thing work, and then you got you three.
Yeah. Now, right there, now, we kinda, I guys, felt like we were thrown in
guys,
right there.
You guys are good. You guys are good from time to time. You know, you have your hot takes every once in a while that I think, okay, you know, tack it up as a W. But I'm a Charlie Lemming through and through. And White Collar Gangster calls himself the first one to be a Charlie Lemming. I've been following Charlie since he was in the Toledo Strip. So
I'm a Charlie Lemming. I'm a Charlie Lemming too.
Oh, cat, don't even, no. Mm-mm, not having it.
We don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it. You were giving him so much trouble on Friday about being late, and you were all over him. And
that's my
you
job.
You know what?
Mm-mm. That's my job.
Oh, that's your cover-up. Okay. Yeah, just like my cover-up at the beginning was talking about that movie about Tim, just to say he wasn't the best. That was kind of the segue into it. But
I understand.
I see where you're coming from.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Not a problem, boys.
Oh, all right, Matt.
There he is, Doug. That is Matt, who sponsored Deke Dotem on Friday, and he received 42 phone calls business at Edward Jones.
By the way, this is I don't want to call attention to it because our competitors, like Camel X, will jump on it.
Right.
But Tim has a policy. If we do any remote, he has everyone on his staff call and say, oh, I'm interested in this. So it seems like we generate a lot of buzz where it's really just people in the building that work for Tim calling to make it seem like there's a lot of
feedback. That's correct. That was actually Dan Branning.
14 times, proper. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, the name's Nick, and I love what you're doing with the...
I've got about 100,000 that I got floating around I'd like to invest with you.
That is
I'd like about 50% in aggressive stocks, 50% in blue chips.
This is a good sales technique, Doug. You don't call it a sale. You say, I have an opportunity for you.
Right.
Always be closing. A, B, C. Always be closing.
Now, we got a situation here in the text inbox. Tim, I have to have more information on this Willie's and Fieldhouse thing. I'm heading to Como. Doug, I told you, the kids, they call it Como.
I know.
Do you call it Como? You say, Greg, when are you going back to Como?
I don't. But his friends do.
With the fellas tomorrow for our annual golf/fantasy football draft and Creep Fest weekend, let's really dig in on this and workshop it. That's from the lazy Ecuadorian.
He's from Ecuador, is he?
Near the equator, probably.
I don't think they'll have any trouble.
It's a callback is what it is.
They'll have no trouble finding an open tavern in Colombia.
Yeah, but Willie's in Fieldhouse.
Maybe they're being renovated or something.
Have you ever had the wings at Willie's? Holy moly, cockatoli.
What kind of wings are they, Tim?
I don't know. Anna Marie said, oh, we got to get the wings. And I go, okay. I mean, it's like, 90 degrees and we're sitting outside. I don't know if I really want to shove wings in my mouth.
I've had the grilled mush at El Ranchero a couple times.
Oh, you wasted, bro?
No, I don't really get wasted anymore. But it was after the bars, God, was that? And there's a lineup.
But back to these wings.
Lineup of 100 people standing outside the clear outside.
Yeah, what an odd. I mean, at that point, you know you're not having sex that night. You know, if you're in line at El Ranchero, you're not having sex that night. And if you are, it's a high-risk situation, especially if everybody kind of is angling for a special place to go. As I call it, the birthday hole.
I don't really understand any of what you just said.
No, I'm not either. It's a whole
plausible deniability.
Well, can't you meet a lovely woman who's also waiting for food at Ranchero?
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, you've kind of flipped off the switch, and that means you're going to sell it, and you're not looking to engage in coitus. If you're in the line at El Ranchero, that's a thesis that I could really work with.
Tim, I was there for Dad's weekend at the fraternity house.
Well, I wouldn't expect you. I'm talking about really the 18 to 24 year old proper.
All right. You didn't fire on the young man behind the counter.
I didn't. I did not.
Tim, I'm headed to Como September 10th if you want to sleep together.
Huh. Nice little opportunity for you.
Guys, if you buy her steak nachos, she will bang. Thanks, I'm the 314.
All right, tell me about these wings, what made them so great, please. As you know,
I'm
the expert on
sure,
wings.
Cause just because you're from New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'll go on Postmates and get...
I'm sorry, English.
Postmates. Because I can't leave the house. I just can't. And I will get wings from the post. They'll be delivered to me, though, because, Doug.
Right. Too big to go out.
Right.
Can't really be seen. And with lack of security, you can't take the chance.
Thank you, sir.
When you use the takeout, the folks at Grassi's are really disappointed.
I've never been in there.
Right. And they're
I order from them.
Tim ordered again, didn't come in.
They're upset by that.
They're friends.
I'm either at my house. In the Paper Mache Palace or at Lambert, which is hustling and a bustling, sir.
Yeah. To the point where they've shut down about a half of it, haven't they?
Oh, you come back at 10 at night or 11 at night, as I've been doing.
You go, you know what? We're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We're moving in the right direction.
So these wings, what makes them so delectable, sir?
It's a great question. The problem is I just don't have a great answer. But my reason for bringing up the Post and Three Kings is that I like to get wings from there. I really enjoy Helen Fitzgerald's wings, Seiberg's wings. Mm-hmm. That's a totally different style of wing. I like the souse. I like the souse. Willie's wings, I don't know. I was so surprised by it. And Anna Marie said, I told you, those are some of the best wings you'll ever have.
So they're
it's
pure
like she's
wings.
A chicken wing connoisseur.
They're pure. They're like,
what does pure mean?
They're like buffalo style wing. You got the wing, you got the hot sauce, you don't put ranch on it.
Oh, I don't, I'm not a rancher.
You put blue cheese on it. Well, that's fine. Yeah, blue cheese or without anything. Don't put ranch on there. If you want to put ranch on your wings,
put whatever you want on there.
Leave the country.
Put whatever you want on there.
Leave the country. But are you saying that they're buffalo style without the, some people try to fancy them up too much?
Wingy wingy. Ooh, nicely done, Plowhawk. Mm-hmm. I don't know the cat. I'm sorry. Like I said, your questions are wonderful, and my answer, all I know is it tasted good. That's all I've got for you, which is a horrible answer.
It's like caveman answer, food good.
But I'm concerned that it's going away. So I hope if the people who own Harpo's are taking it over that they keep the things in place. But, of course, if they're taking over, they probably want to make certain improvements.
I'm going to get the wings at Hot Shots tonight. What do you think of that?
It's a nice place, sir. Hot Shots O'Fallon, Doug. It's going to be unbelievable. Larry Nickel will be there. Timberfake will be there. Mm-hmm. And I hear tell, and I don't know if I can say this or not because it's so weird. I wonder if Timber fakes up. That there might be another special guest there. And it could cause a whole thing.
Let's pretend like it's a celebrity. We're expecting that Lance Bass will show up. We're not certain, but we hear he may be there.
So there could be other kind of special guests.
That's right. Well, and then Danny Packer. Who handles our events and has been outstanding. I can't say enough about this guy. We hired him a couple months ago.
He's Billy's son.
That's correct, you know.
Yeah.
Iggy and the Plow Philly have all been working on the program because the Seamaster's in the Hamptons. And the Seamaster, you know, when it's all said and done, the Seamaster's kind of like the Mike Matheny captain of the team. Doesn't say a lot. But you respect his work ethic, and you know that you need him on the ball club. Mm-hmm. And so when he's not around,
next man up.
And Iggy and the Plow Philly and Danny Packer, they've been all over this whole thing. So they've put this little presentation together. And the cat, you weren't at the one at Hot Shots on Manchester a few weeks ago. But, Doug, the thing that you like about it is all the listener interaction when we do TMA Live.
Well, that's the uncomfortable part about it. You know, because some of these people, you know, freshly out of prison, and they get a little touchy-feely at times.
I disagree.
What about Tony Dow?
I find him to be normal.
What I'm talking about.
I find him to be normal for the most part. Let's take Deke Dotem, who you're sideways with. Yeah. Normal guy. Pleasure meeting him.
Maybe around you. He's not normal around me. Have you seen some of the things that he wrote?
The folks in Chicago that I met, normal folks.
Yep.
Working folks.
Shy Baby. I got Shy Baby's hat like I told him I would.
Now, who would Shy Baby be?
I think he's one of Dotem's partners.
And who was one of the guys that everyone was waiting for his arrival?
Herlinger.
Yeah, and Herlinger.
He loves America. He's a patriot.
Herlinger was there.
Herlinger?
Yeah.
No fooling. Boy, I didn't expect to see Herlinger there.
When's Herlinger getting here? He's going to be here. I know that. Hey, here comes Herlinger.
Here's Hurley now. Great. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be a fun time, I'm sure.
But the nice thing is we do this thing tonight,
yeah.
And we don't have to get up tomorrow.
That's the good part about it.
Yep.
That means I can take young Tyler to school tomorrow.
Well, there you go. That
first
means I can ideally sleep until 9 or something.
Yeah, me too.
But man, I use that little wizard's room, I'm telling you.
Well, you can go once and then come back.
I know.
You ever thought of just getting a catheter?
I have, actually.
Just stretch it all the way to the bathroom?
Plastic sheets.
Bedpan?
Yeah, thinking about that. I wonder if that would be hot for Anna Marie if I started weeing myself next to her.
Oh, well, it would be warm anyway. I don't know about hot.
You wouldn't be able to sleep till 8 o'clock?
About then, I'll be up.
8 is plenty.
Yeah.
Why don't we call each other and just do the show for ourselves?
You think that would work if we all just did the show at our respective beds?
No.
Clip that off.
I think it might.
Just, no, we need visual cues. Like when we have a guest and we raise our hands.
Yeah, well.
There are a lot of technical things to what we do.
People
think it comes easily to us. We work at the craft.
Thank you.
This is not a craft.
It's a craft.
This is just three
This
guys
is a livelihood that we've chosen, our profession, and we have passion for it. And we show that passion every day from 7 to 10.
Nice, it's a promo.
You have passion for this, do you? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
All right. I thought it was just three guys sitting around a table just trying desperately to kill 3 hours.
What?
Doug, you watch things at home and you're like, I can't wait for the show to start. I need to tell people how I feel about this. I was following this Ryan Lochte thing, and I thought to myself, Ryan Concocte? I can't wait to get on the air and self-ring.
Just so you could say Ryan Concocte.
pretty good.
Well, you think he's lying about it?
Well, the story has some holes.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I don't know who to believe yet. I don't know what they have to gain by making that up.
Well, it seems that it all started from Lochte's mom, right? That's where the whole story came out. She did an interview
and told an interview on NBC.
But I think she did it first. I think that, and so I wonder if it was just some cover story to mom that got out of hand. I don't know. Like you say, Doug, there's a lot of questions about this.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really hard. I just can't imagine what the motive would be for them to go through with it, to write up and do network interviews about it and everything. He wouldn't be the first person to have been robbed.
Agreed.
Or had a gun pulled on him in Rio.
There's been quite a few of those incidents. Yeah. But there seems to be questions with his timeline and where he was, and then supposedly his wallet was taken, yet he had his wallet when he went through airport security. I don't know.
Very odd. And the Brazilian government wants to pursue it because they don't want the reputation that Rio is some tough city. Sorry, too late for that.
Too late.
But you can see how they would be sensitive anyway.
It seems punitive, like to pull swimmers off an airplane to question them. It seems bizarre.
Yeah,
the whole thing is
bizarre. They're going to throw him in jail? And Lochte's already in the country, not coming back.
And he did get out real quick, which makes you think.
Well, he's been there almost 2 weeks.
But he got out real quick.
Megan Rapinoe's still there, and they got knocked out a few days ago, and she was out on Twitter asking to find where the lesbianism is, and I tip my cap to her for that.
Michael Phelps is back.
Back in the United States of America?
Yeah. The girl that won all the medals, Lepicki, is that her name? What was it? Ledecky?
Tara Lipinski.
No. The other swimmer, she's back. A lot of them are back.
I'm just saying he got out, like, after this story broke, he was gone. I'm not saying he did it for any bad reason, but it does add to the curiosity surrounding
Doug, have you thought about the possibility that they were looking for some ladyboys and got jacked? Then they made up the story. Thanks, Manchild79.
I don't want to say what they could have done, but if you're doing something you shouldn't and something bad happens, then you come up with a cover story. That I think that's what most people are thinking without putting details what it could have been. It could have been one of 100 things.
It sounded like they went out to the bars. Sounded like their guys whose Olympic events were done, so they went out partying for the night.
They said they were robbed at gunpoint at 4, and they didn't get back to the complex till like 6:44. There are things that lead you to wonder what really went on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this guy did something wrong, but there are questions.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Ryan Concocti with a question mark, because I don't know. I'm like Fox News. I report, you decide.
Sounded like a New York News headline. Daily News. New York Daily News, is that the one with the bizarre headline?
No, Post is, both
New
of
York
them
Post.
Are bad. Post is, Post said Watergate.
Yeah, I saw that. Doug Watergate.
I don't know really how important the story is in the big scheme of things, big that story is, but I guess it's
people
the
are
story
interested.
Of the day anyway.
People
It'll
are
go
interested.
Away in a couple days. But I do know for sure that a lot of the other swimmers are back in the United States. I saw the video of them arriving to fanfare at airports.
Didn't see that with Lochte, did you? Fanfare arriving back at the airport.
I didn't see that. I saw a video of Michael Phelps returning to Phoenix, and one of the stations was live doing a noon show, I guess, and say, oh, we have breaking news at the airport right now. Michael Phelps just off of the plane, and our reporter is right there to talk to him. And they got the live shot of Phelps walking with his wife and baby and the reporter trying to talk to him. And after a couple questions that Phelps ignored, he turns around and says, I'm with my family. Please. Can you just let me go?
I cut that audio because it was awkward and quite funny.
Well, then why don't we hear it? Yeah. It's Maggie O'Brien's Fun With Audio, courtesy of our friend, the Plow Philly.
It was a live shot gone bad.
Mike, how does it feel to touch back, though? Does it feel good? What's the first thing you're going to do?
I'm not answering any questions, guys. If you could give me that space while I try to get my family home and safe, I would appreciate that. If you guys want to do an interview, you can contact my agency. I appreciate you guys coming, but I'm trying to get my family home safe, and that's what matters the most.
Thank you. All right, well, congratulations, though, Michael.
Great job. We still love you.
There you have it. The greatest swimmer, greatest Olympian of all time. So pretty exciting stuff, but obviously wants his space right now. Guys, we'll throw it right back to you.
Awkward.
Not since Hey Waino.
Oh, it can be so dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be so dehumanizing.
They thought they had just the biggest scoop going.
And this reporter was like, yeah, this is my big moment. See, here comes Phelps. It worked out perfectly for once. This is my moment to shine. I want to be with my family and get them home safely. Great stuff. Exciting. And not for me. Back to you.
Guys, people other than Timberfake hang out at the airport and wait for celebrities. Who knew? Thanks for stubby applause.
Yeah, they don't like so much when you're right there with the cameras. They step off the plane. They don't like that much.
Why is Doug keeping tabs on male swimmers? Thanks. That's from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
Well, the Olympics are going on. That's why.
When
it's a big story right now. But good point.
I didn't know they had bathroom attendants at Wilmore Park.
I'm afraid I don't even know what Wilmore Park is.
Probably voluntary.
Oh, wow. You look down on us from South City. It's the park that's right behind where Redbird Lanes used to be. Yes, sir.
Gravoy and...
Hampton or Germania.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Okay. And you spend a lot of time in that park?
It's probably an informal voluntary position.
That's right.
I've never been to Wilmore Park, Tim.
I used to play some baseball there.
Baseball, Little League games?
St. Mary Magdalene, not of Brentwood of the city. That's the real deal, Holyfield. And Iggy's a Brentwood St. Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys hate the St. Mary Magdalene in the city, Iggy, just because you're like, hey, we're the real one?
No, we just got confused when they would have dances the same nights we did, so people would show up at their one instead of ours.
You go to a lot of dances
tough.
In grade
that
school.
That is tough.
Yeah, and then in high school.
Oh, where'd you go to high school, Iggy?
Brentwood High School, but... St. Mary Magdalene still had their dances that we went to.
Home of the Eagles?
Home of the Eagles. You know, I'm going into the Brentwood High School Hall of Fame on September 16th.
I didn't
For
know
producing
that.
Or bowling or hedonism?
I just think because I've been in radio for almost 25 years and they think that's important.
Well,
and
that's cool.
You said they think that's important.
Well, who else is in that Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I think that bathroom attendant guy's in
Wilmore
there.
Park bathroom attendant.
I think Jeff Brockhaus, who used to kick for Mizzou and then the Falcons, he was a Brentwood alum.
They had a quarterback named Chuck Roper years ago.
Chuck Roper.
Three Roper. That was his nickname.
I don't know. I can't believe that that Gary Kornfeld is not in there.
Gary Kornfeld should be in there.
Oh, yeah.
He should be before me. I know that.
I think that's pretty cool that you're going in, though.
That's a nice thing to add to your resume, sir.
That's the only thing on that resume, but I'm excited.
Guys, Doug never really cared where my swimmers ended up. Thanks. That's from Ray King.
I'm going to suspend him. I have a feeling I know what he's talking about.
It could also be text of the day.
Ray King, you've been suspended.
Yeah, we'll
you've
get
been
it the text
suspended
of the day.
A period of 2 days' time, and your name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub handsome leather-bound suspension log Yule.
It's a really nice time. Doug, you were working on a website, and if you are, it's St. Louis Digital Media that you want to do business with, 314-200-5592, 314-200-5592, online at stlouisdigitalmedia.com. They specialize in internet marketing. They specialize in search engine optimization, and they are outstanding when it comes to web design and maintenance, Google AdWords management, and customer service and personal attention. Brendan Marks, who handles InsideSTL.com for us, would probably agree that they personally respond to their clients as quickly as you could possibly find. They do not have a ticketing system for support, and everybody hates that. They personally respond to each inquiry. We recommend St. Louis Digital Media, 314-200-5592, 314-200-5592. Online at stlouisdigitalmedia.com. Artis Farms, Captain's Log, Joe Theismann will join us at 8 o'clock. Friend of the show. Haven't talked to Joe in a little while. Looking forward to that. And Derek Gould and the Cardinals. 4-game winning streak. And now, as the Marlins are dealing with the Stanton injury and kind of falling apart as the Cincinnati Reds are wreaking havoc on the wild card race, look who's arriving. Oh, my. Just like 2013.
Here comes the boys.
14 and 15. Andrew McCutchen says, we're not done just yet, and the Pirates have gone on a winning streak as well.
That's good. That's just good sportscasting there, to actually say some things that Andrew McCutchen might be thinking and to act like that he said it. It's just good sportscasting is all that it is.
Here's some more. Yes.
Small hands.
Oh, hello, Timberfink. Who's got the small hands? Donald Trump?
No, I'm small hands.
Why?
What about Mr. Hands?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, fella.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Timberfake, what's up?
It seems like it's out of order.
What's up, Catman? Oh, man, I don't know, man. I don't... What do you guys want? You told me to call him a kind. What are you guys?
Well, it's because
about?
I didn't know if I could say what might be going on tonight, and so I didn't want to do anything. That
yeah, would... like you say whatever you want, man. This is your sex show, you know.
Clip that off.
well, minds, man.
I hear tell.
I'm
starting to feel like it isn't my sex show.
Yeah, but no, go ahead, my man.
I hear tell, outside of the sexy coffee mugs that will be given away tonight and are now available on Inside of Tilly.
I invented that. Like
you did. That is yours.
That is yours.
That is yours.
I'm John Stamos. I'm sexy coffee. I'm just like, come on, man. Like
small hands?
Just, you know, like small hands, too. Like that's my brother from another mother, but that's a different story. But I might be getting into some porn.
You're going to get into porn, are you?
That'd be great.
I might, man. I'm locked and loaded. Like that's a different story. We'll talk about another.
But the reason I was going to ask, a lot of stuff going on, Doug. Lots going on right now. Let me just make sure I ask this, and then you can go on the ADD festival. But there was talk because you guys had you were so in love, you and Tony Lee, and then something happened, Doug. I don't know what happened.
Another fella got in there.
I guess so. And he...
The who?
Another fella.
Another fella.
Oh, yeah.
But I hear tell... that you and Tony Lee will be at Hot Shots in O'Fallon tonight together. Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, her and I, like, we don't even talk like that, but I'll tell you, like, I think she, like, kind of might be working there, though.
She works at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon?
She's promos, man.
Oh, she does promos for them.
Yeah.
But there's a chance that you might be getting back together with her?
I don't know, man. Like, yes. You see my snaps from last night, McKernan? Like,
what?
I have any girl I want in sex with. Do you see my Snapchats from last night, the Snoop Dogg concert?
What do you got going on? Who was on your Snapchat last night? I don't really look at Snapchat all that often.
Like, she's the hottest girl in sex with, too.
Like, I like that girl you were with, that brunette, a couple weeks ago. I couldn't believe that.
Well, look at the brunette I was with
last night, man. All right, I'll tell you what I think. And what's your Snapchat handle again?
Old Dirty Shirt 22. Oh, at Old Dirty Shirt.
Well, you shouldn't 22. Be telling us about the brunette you were with last night if you're trying to get your other
man,
girl back.
Mr. Vaughn, Mr. Sexy Channel 4. Come on, man. Like, I'm going to have Steve Savard give you some sexy hair if you don't listen.
No,
I'm serious. It's so just like, I can't just like Tony, man. It's like, she drives me crazy, man. I don't want nobody else. I want Tony Lee.
But you were with another gal last evening.
Timberfake, this girl looks like she's like 18.
She has a boyfriend.
Who does this, 18-year-old?
18, she's 21, man.
And she's in the back seat while you're in the front seat. Are you driving Uber?
I don't know. I was smoking a chronic at the Snoop Dogg concert. I don't even smoke that.
Why is the girl in the back seat?
Uber everywhere. That was on the way to the sex show.
But why was she in the back seat?
Oh, because we were at the Sexy Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, there you Tim. Go.
Yeah, Tim.
Maybe the lighting was better on Tim. Him in the front seat, and he wanted to make
Tim,
him look
just try to
better.
Follow along. All the answers
yeah,
are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what concert did you go to last night as you dropped her off for your Uber service?
Yeah, we went to the sec. You know, I grew up on that Snoop Dogg, you know? Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, my dad, I illegally bought, like, a CD when I was, like, in, like, fourth grade, and my parents, like, you know, I was a Catholic schoolboy. Like, they ripped it up. They're like, why are you listening to Snoop Dogg? What's going on? And, you know, now my dad's his favorite rap artist is Snoop Dogg now. You know?
Doug,
when
it's evolution.
Fourth grade, it's like, you know, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
I still can't tell who's on stage performing here.
I don't know. I don't have cat money. I don't have Tim McKernan money. I'm 15, 20 rows back. I mean, come on, man.
No. I was just asking
who
was performing. I'm not complaining about your angle.
It was Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg and Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Gatesy, sure.
Supposed to be in love.
Now, how does that make you feel? I mean, let me ask you this. How does it make you feel that the promotional item du jour for the empire that is Inside STL is giving away hashtag sexy coffee mugs. This was your baby. To me, this is a tribute and an homage to you, kind
of. It is. Hey, Cat, man. I mean, I appreciate that. You know, sex. You guys are sex lures too. Like,
yeah, I feel like
I
invented
this stuff. Like, no, like the Circle Jerk Six. It's like these weird people on the fan page. It's like, you know, I had to block them. It's like there's too much hate, man. It's like I'm nothing but a lover now, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, this girl is attractive, but I'm just concerned that she's A, really, really young, and B, why she was in the back seat as you drove her around.
Uber everywhere.
They have to stay in the back seat at a certain age, like car seats and things like that.
Yeah, can't nobody put that baby in the corner. That's my baby.
Exactly.
Well, how old was this gal? How old was this gal?
She's 23.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna ask you again because there just seems to be a little bit of a disconnect. Timberfick, why was she in the back seat when you were in the front?
Oh no, because my buddy was driving like the back seat. I don't know. I told her to sit in the seat. I don't know. We were drinking Fireballs on the way to the show.
All right, Fireballs.
How'd you meet this girl, Timberfick?
I don't know, the scene, the sex scene.
You met her on the sex scene.
Yeah.
Where's the sex scene in St. Louis? Where is that?
I mean, oh, man, it's everywhere. It's at Ballpark Village. It's in what's his name? Dan McLaughlin's pants. It's everywhere. That's
leave Dan out of it. See, I had your back the whole way, and there you go.
Yeah, you're bringing the cat's people now all of a sudden.
Danny Mack's my favorite. I swear, when I box the brawler, he's gonna announce it. That's sex foolish.
Ballpark Village doesn't strike me as being the sex.
Timber strikes me as being cellulite, Lewis.
I'm an advocate, as you know, and I'm gonna explain this to Doug and Tim because clearly they don't get it. They should after all these years. Wherever this guy is, that's where the sex scene is. Mm. Is that right, Timberfake?
It is, my man, but so is, like, is Ricky Horton still broadcast games?
Yeah. You gave half an answer.
No, and then the Dan Caesar interview.
Can you please leave Ricky out of this?
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying, like, Tony Lee, like, has pictures with you and Pat Parris and Ricky Horton. Like, that's the Horton show, you know? I'm the sex show, but, like, I don't know,
it's
man.
It's a different show, but it's still a good one.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, like, I'm a lover, man. Like, I love Mike Lee. I love Rudy. Like, it's just crazy. I've been part of this sex show for 11 years. Like, really? This has been going on for 11 years?
And now you want to box the brawler, do you?
And please let me. Like, please.
Okay.
It would be an honor.
Okay.
It would be an honor.
He said he was
in. You saw what I did to Producer Joe. Mm-hmm.
It was stunning. Heavy hands, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, you guys put out, hold on, you guys put out a kind of a look back, a memory lane video.
Yes, Brendan Marks put that together.
And it was really good, and it did bring back memories because there were little clips from the lead up to the Timberfake Producer Joe fight, and it made me think we should do that again.
Timberfake, the brawler is going to be there tonight, I believe.
I don't, well, when I'm on air, when I'm, you know, I'm going to be drinking my sexy beer, my sexy shots, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of haters there, but, man, I get so much love, too. It's like, I don't care, man. These people, like, on the fan page, Doug told Tony Lee, he's like, stay off the fan page, man. It's like, these people, like, Sexless is my world. It's my world. It's my sex show. It's my sexy coffee. I invented it. They didn't.
So yep. which woman will you be bringing this evening to Hot Shots and O'Fallon for TMA Live?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Ollie Eisenbees, like. Maybe.
Old Ollie Eisenbees.
Doug, isn't that the guy who used to anchor on KMOV? Was it Ollie?
Ollie Roman was a weather guy about 50 years ago. Ollie Eisenbees would be there.
I think, Timberfake, I think people like you now because once you turned 2.0, you did a little bit of a sort of a persona change, and I think most people are on board with you now.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I know the Catman's on board with me, but it's like I try to be 2.0, but, like, for this fight, I might have to go just. It's rock and roll sex show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's like, I don't care about Tony Doe. I don't care. I like the Plowboy. I don't like Tony Doe. Like I'll smack him in his face tonight. Like,
No violence tonight.
No violence, sir. Can't have that.
I know.
Can't have that.
I know. I would never do that. But the thing
but
is,
you just said it, so that's not good.
Well, it's like they think I'm the least homophobic person. Like, I have people in my family that are gay. Like, I have a brother that's gay. Like, I don't care. It's like these people make you out to be something that you're not. It's like, I'm sexy in St. Louis. I'm sexy coffee.
Right.
God, that sentence made absolutely no sense.
I disagree.
I love Donald Trump.
Okay. You kind of had a Trump moment there. You kind of had a Trump moment there when you said you were going to punch somebody and then backtrack.
I love Dave the Pipe Larry Jackson.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think we all love Dave the Pipe
Larry. I don't know. It's like, you know, Kat, I'm 2.0, but like sometimes it's like Tony Lee will make you be the devil.
So you're a man in love with Tony Lee.
Yeah, man, I'm in love with that girl, man.
But then why were you with this underage girl last evening, Ubering her around town?
She's not underage, man. Oh, I don't know, man. It's just, I was at the Sexy Snoop concert.
Like, so give me a percentage that Tony will be there tonight. What's the likelihood? Probability, baby, probability.
80-20.
Wow. And, I mean, is that going to be dramatic with the two of you in the same building?
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I think she's like a shot girl there. So, like, she's working. So.
And what about
old money, Doug?
What about Dish? What if Dish Boy is there? Then you could have a rumble on your hands. If the Dish Boy is there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I use Netflix and stuff, but do people even like Jehovah's Witnesses? Like, Mitt Romney and like Dish? That's going with Dish, right?
You're just kind of checking boxes. You're just checking boxes.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's called Dish, right? Like Dish Boy. God, man. Man, you guys are hitting the nerve, man. Like, see, I can't get him involved in this. I don't like. He looks like Beavis.
Of Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, it's his twin, and like she's like.
But then, how does that feel for you? Like, that if your girl left you for a guy who looked like Beavis?
It pisses me off. Can I say that?
Well, at least you know no matter what happens tonight, Ollie Eisenbees has got your 6-100.
Yeah, or, I mean, McKernan, come on, man. You know,
yeah, McKernan.
Mac, man, like, if Lowe was in there, but you guys know I get these sexy girls, man. Getting girls.
You do. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but you certainly do. I don't know if anybody can dispute that. Even the people who hate you, I'm telling you, the run you're on. Tony's beautiful. That girl with the leg tat last week or 2 weeks ago, beautiful. Yeah. This girl, I'm saying, and I want my attorneys to know, assuming she's 18, that you were Ubering last night, beautiful.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. You must be hung like a Spanish fighting bull, sir.
Hey, I'll post that on the fan page.
Not that
I'm joking,
part.
But no, hey, no, it doesn't matter. But, like, I love Tony Lee, man. Like, I'm in love with the girl.
Wow. So then tell her that tonight at Hot Shots in O'Fallon. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It'll be like Jerry Maguire in the living room scene.
Boy, can you imagine the buzz around the place? Like, people are going to be all eyes. Right. There's Tamper Fake. There's Tony Lee. They made icon.
It'll be like almost like a real-life episode of The Bachelor.
Stop with The Bachelor.
Bring her a rose. No, we have a rose ceremony.
Like, I'm like Aaron. Like, I'm like the dude that plays for the Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm like, you're kind of like his brother.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. She's JoJo, though, man. She's hard. She's like, I don't know. She's just in love with Beavis.
Beavis, Doug. Remember
yeah,
Beavis
but last
Butthead?
Time, when we had her on the show, though, she made it seem like
she loves, she
the
loves
door is always too, open, like, and your path is free to walk.
Yeah, I mean, if we can go to Milwaukee and sit at the Doug Fister Hotel, like, we'll be all right.
Doug Fister took the loss yesterday for the Astros.
Yeah,
though.
No, he's got a nice hotel.
Yeah. Hey, are we getting that play baby from the Astros, Gomez, you think?
I don't think so.
Kind of a hot sports take question.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get the play baby from Houston.
But they're hitting now.
Maybe we'll make a trade for Kobe Rasmus and we'll grow our mustache.
I don't think that's going to
remember that
happen.
Picture?
Yeah.
Doug, you remember it? 7 years ago. Jesse James.
Where's Brendan Ryan playing?
He's in the minor league somewhere now. Tony LaRusso told us about that. Like,
he's bounced around
can we get Todd Wallmeyer in for...
Why'd this turn into like Sports Open Line all of a sudden? I'm just trying to figure out if Tony Lee's going to be there.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to let you go. Tony, so you're going to be there tonight. Larry Nichols is going to be there, but will Tony Lee be there? Yeah. Will Beavis be there?
80-20. Tell Beavis to get his ass there, man.
He's got this job. He's selling cable.
Yeah,
I mean, you
man.
Can't compete with that.
Do people sell cable at 10 o'clock at night?
Doug?
Probably. They'll sell it whenever they can sell
do
it.
They?
Probably.
Well, all right, man.
I thought Beavis didn't. I thought Beavis lived in Evansville.
I don't know where. Yeah, he lives. I think he lives in, like, French Lick or Larry Bird. I don't know. Somewhere in Indiana. Right. I've been to French Lick. But,
well, I'll tell you what, though. You know, I'm going to be there tonight, and I'm going to buy, or hopefully not have to buy, Hashtag sexy coffee mug for my wife, E.
And she would love that gift. She would love that.
Hey, I got to say to you guys, it's pretty cool, man. Like, I say stupid and stuff on air, like sexy coffee. Like, you know, sexless is a movement now. It really is. Yep. Sexy coffee, love them or hate it, 2.0. I'm a sex show. Yep. It's a movement.
There it is, Doug. All right, there he was, Timberfake. Wonderful stuff. So Tony Lee left him for Beavis, who sells cable in Evansville, right. Indiana, or maybe French
Lake. He's got a stable job, and that's what she said she liked.
But Timberfake says Tony Lee's going to be there selling shots tonight at Hot Shots in O'Fallon. And this just reminds me when I used to caddy at Old Warson. The same people would cross paths.
It's the Blue Bloods.
I just think he should turn it into a potential rose ceremony. Maybe I'm watching too much TV. I don't know.
You are obsessed with The Bachelor. Obsessed. Unhealthy.
Like, it just seems like it might be a way for him to gain her good.
What about that Lace? I think Lace fine, man. She's fine. She was hanging out with Billy G's.
She
had a little nip of the cooking cherry.
She was plastered, you said.
Yeah, just a nip.
Just a nip of it.
Right.
All right. Well, I hope things work out for old Timberfake.
Maybe Lochte will be there.
Could see it. Guys, the underage girl in the Uber, her age has literally changed three times during this call. She went from 20 to 21 to 23. It seems legit. Thanks, Justin, Columbia.
You don't think she was a runaway or anything, do you?
All I know is he had an underage girl in the back of his car.
Was he driving?
Yes.
All right, because he said his buddy was driving, so that's not true.
It looked to me like he was driving. I was watching it while I was conducting this wonderful presentation. But all I know is the girl was in the back seat. And the back seat, it wasn't really seats. It looked like it had been converted into a bed, like Uncle Rico's van.
Oh, no.
That was a nice van, by the way.
Was a nice van, Doug. Hmm. Not a lot of windows.
She didn't look like she was being held against her will, did she?
No, but I think he was taking her to a concert. But if you're taking a girl on a date, why are you driving her? She's in the back seat.
He said his buddy was driving and his buddy was there, so...
Well, then you still sit with the girl, don't you? Or you let her sit in front?
I don't know.
That's God. It's odd. But what would we suspect?
And then he brought up Ricky Horton out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
The Horton Show. All right. Joe Theismann's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. That's coming up next on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. And then we also have Derek Gould and the Cardinals. Four in a row. Doug, you're not watching the Marlins or Mets anymore. Just like 13, 14, and 15, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and St. Louis Cardinals down the stretch. 42 games remaining. Wow! Wow!
Boy, that was a nice bit of broadcasting as well.
Thank you very much. Theismann next. It's Ryan Kelly Morning.